More consultation. My master presents his compliments to his fellow collectors and offers in exchange for all three items. A mirror to see all things, be they never so far, and two bottomless purses.
Kin was aware of the other two looking at her. She said, leaving aside for a moment his somewhat derisory offer, she had a feeling that a lack of the haggling spirit might be regarded as signs of general weakness, we come from a far-off land and do not quite understand the reference to collectors. Collectors of what?
Abu Ibn Infra frowned as he listened to the translation. He spat out a reply.
Kin wouldn't have thought it possible for anyone to spit several lengthy sentences, but he managed. He managed.
My master is puzzled. You possess gifts of God, but you do not know of the collectors? He says, how can this be?
Listen, demon, said Kin. You know. You're a projection like Svandor, aren't you?
I find myself forbidden to answer that question at this moment in time, said Azrafel smugly. You are in the shit. That's all I know. If you think you're coming out of this alive, my reaction is ho, ho, ho.
I will kill it, said Marco, half rising.
The guards behind Ibn Infra stirred.
Sit down, hissed Kin.
You, demon, answer the question, what is a collector?
My master says it is no secret. He himself was once a humble fisherman until, upon gutting a fish one day, he discovered inside it a gift of God. To wit, the lamp to which I am shamefully enslaved. I am Azrafel of the Ninth Dominion of the Damned. I can find anything, even the power to talk to you. That is my power. 4 or 5 years I have laboured mightily for this jumped-up pig of a nouveau riche former fisherman, spiriting to this somewhat pretentious palace such gifts of God as are unclaimed by other collectors or in the possession of collectors unfortunate enough to have demons weaker than I. I have combed the depths of the sea and the bowels of volcanoes. I have hurled it, said Kin.
The flying carpet, the table, these damn money purses, they're gifts of God.
Aye. The carpet I liberated from a merchant in Basra. The table I found encrusted with barnacles on the seafloor.
But your master doesn't know how they operate. I mean, they're just magical items to him.
Aren't they, then?
Said the demon, grinningly.
Just as I thought, snapped Marco. He's just an ignorant man who doesn't know any more about the nature of the disk than does anyone else in these parts. I'll take out these guards, then we'll grab him and ride the carpet out of here.
Wait a minute, said Kin sharply.
What for? He knows nothing except how to operate the toys this creature finds for him.
Kin shook her head. Just once let's try diplomacy, she said. Demon, tell your master we are not collectors. We will give him these flying belts for his collection if he transports us on his magic carpet to the circular island that lies off the coast to the southeast of here. She knew she had said something wrong as soon as the words were out of her mouth. When Azrafel's translation died away, Abu's face went white. Marco sighed and stood up.
Okay, so much for diplomacy, he said.
He sprang. So did Azrafel. There was a grey and yellow blur in midair, and a small thunderclap. Then the demon was back, unruffled. Marco had vanished.
What have you done with him? Said Kin. He has been deposited in a place of safety, unharmed except maybe for a few friction burns.
I see. And his ransom is our flying belts, right?
Abu spoke. The demon said, No, my master says he knows now that you come from another world. There was another such traveller, some time since, who...
Jago Jalo, said Kin. Abu glared at her.
Crazy fool, hissed Silver. That was his name, agreed the demon. A madman. He abused our hospitality. He stole from our collection. He sought the Forbidden Island, too.
What happened to him, said Kin.
The demon shrugged. He escaped from here with a carpet, a bottomless purse, and a cloak with unusual powers. Even I have been unable to locate him. My master feels, however, that all is not lost.
No?
He has 3 new flying devices, 2 captive demons, and you.
Kin sprang round. More guards had appeared on the balcony. and they were archers.